There must be a better way. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Sherwin-Williams. General Eisenhower's words were, okay, let's go. And the D-Day invasion was on 75 years ago today. But remembering this day has to be about more than simply the logistics of pulling off the greatest invasion in military history. What went through my mind when I first saw the huge American cemetery with the same date of death on so many of the grave markers at Normandy was that there must be a better way. There must be a better way to settle an argument than to have to send 160,000 soldiers scrambling across open beaches, coming under gunfire so withering that 10,000 would die that first day. But it turns out, when you're up against a murderous tyrant, there is no better way. Violence is all you have left. You have to stop Hitler before he becomes Hitler. There were plenty of red flags, including his own book describing a society based on racial purity. But instead of being repulsed by the thought, many Germans were spellbound, enough of them to let him abolish Germany's weak democracy. And even though that same book spelled out how he would attack France and Russia, there were isolationists who said, not our problem. That graveyard is a reminder that when a tyrant shows his true colors, it will be better for the rest of the world to come together and surround him sooner rather than later. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.